Good evening and welcome to our Thursday night prayer meeting. We do want to pray for some of our church members who have had problems or are in hospital. Let's join together tonight as we pray for them and as we lift them up before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight and we thank you, Lord, for the news that Sheila Barr is now making better progress. And Lord, we pray you'll continue to work in her life, Lord. Continue, Lord, to heal and set her free, Lord, that she may be able to return home. Lord, we just bring her before you tonight again, that you will heal her completely, not only physically, Lord, but in mind as well, Lord, that she may be complete and whole in you. And Lord, we thank you for William. We've been praying for him, Lord, and we pray that he will continue to make progress and that eventually he will be healed completely, Lord, and that he will be saved by your wonderful grace. We pray for Rose Joy and his daughter Macando, Lord. We pray that you will bless them, and Lord, may they know your joy in these difficult times. And Lord, we lift up before you tonight Vigila, who has been unwell recently, Lord. We pray that you will continue to help her, to guide her, to strengthen her, Lord, and to protect her, Lord, as she works in the hospital, Lord. Lord, be with her, protect her, guard her, guide her, we pray. In Jesus' name. Father, we bring before you Tom Pegg, that, Lord, you would heal him completely, Lord. Keep him safe from all pain, Lord, we pray. Pray for Rose O'Han, Lord, that you will bless her and continue to bless her. And, Lord, that she may know the joy, the peace, the comfort of your presence in her home, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, we pray that you would heal her from the various things that cause her pain, Lord, that she may know that joy and peace in believing. Again, we bring before you Bob Mundy, Lord, that you would heal his hand completely, Lord, that, Lord, he may get full movement back in his hand and his fingers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And again, we bring before you Charlie. Prayer has been asked for him that this baby will know a complete deliverance and healing from you, Lord. You know the problems, you know the difficulties, Lord. We pray that your hand will be upon him in a mighty way, in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, we bring before you the situation, not only of our church, but all those churches and fellowships of your people, Lord, throughout this country, Lord, who have not been able to meet together as we have been able to do in the past. And Lord, we pray that you would help us through this difficult time, Lord. Help us to prepare to be able to open our church again, Lord. There are difficult restrictions, Lord, but we pray that eventually these restrictions shall be removed, that we will be able to meet in a free way, that we'll be able to meet and praise your wonderful name and glorify you without fear. Lord, we pray that you will help us. Give us guidance, Lord. Lord, you know that we have to analyse the possible risks, make an assessment so that we can make provision for that. And Lord, we pray you'll guide us in that, Lord. Give us wisdom, Lord. But we know that above all that, Lord, you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Lord, bring us a complete deliverance, Lord, that we shall be able to meet together freely without all these restrictions, Lord, in Jesus' name. Pray that, Lord, you'll deliver this country from the coronavirus, that, Lord, we might be able again to open churches to all and everybody, and that, Lord, we may be able to sing, we may be able to praise your name, we may be able to preach your word without fear of spreading infection, without fear of contracting infection. Lord, bless us, we pray. Guide us and direct us in the precious name of Jesus. Bring us through these times of great trouble, Lord. And, Lord, bring glory and honour to your name, and may many souls be one to you during this time. Lord, in the name of Jesus, may we be able to proclaim that Jesus is Saviour and Lord. He can save us out of all our troubles. He can save us with an eternal salvation. And Lord, we pray you'll bless us and use us in your service in these very difficult times, Lord. Give us wisdom, we pray. Give us wisdom. Give us revelation, Lord, that we may know what to do. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray that we may be able to return to a time when we can worship you freely, openly, with our voices, that we may be able to proclaim and teach your word, that, Lord, your name may be glorified, that your people might be built up, Lord. Lord, restore to us those times of freedom that we had. Restore them to us, Lord, that we might see the work of salvation going on across this country, across the world, in ways as it's never done before, Lord. In Jesus' name, may many people be saved in this time of trouble and out of this time of trouble, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just bring before you, Lord, those who are in government, Lord, that you will give them the wisdom and the courage to make the right decisions, Lord. That, Lord, your name in all these things may be glorified, Lord. Lord, may many turn to you in prayer. May many turn to you in repentance and faith, Lord. Even amongst our leaders, even amongst the politicians, Lord, or especially amongst them, Lord, may they know that wonderful salvation. May they know that time of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And now, if you have things on your heart that you wish to pray for yourself, for our church fellowship, for the country, just bring them before the Lord tonight. And when you've finished, then it's time to press the closing prayer button. Thank you.